microwaved coffee.
I started watching a show called Room 104. That's really good.
Room 104.
Yeah, Room 104. It's on HBO. It was on like 3 years ago, and then they stopped it, and then they started making new episodes for HBO. But it's kind of. Do you guys remember that show? That one TV show I showed you guys called Inside Number 9, where it's like different stories. But they all take place in, you know, like, if they're in a house, the house address is 9.
I remember like, the concept, but I don't remember,
I don't remember
about the show.
And then we watched an episode where these two burglars, like, try to break into this mansion, but it was, like, all silent. Like, the entire episode was didn't have dialogue. It just had music. But anyway,
I remember that.
So it's that same concept. So it's a story. You don't have to watch them in order. It's different stories that take place in the same hotel room. It's really cool. The Duplass brothers created it. They're really great writers and creators. But, yeah, it's a really good show. Some of them are really creepy. Some of them are funny. It's got a lot of great actors, too, because they, you know, they switch them up every episode. And it's short. They're only, like, 20-minute episodes. So what have you guys been up to?
Not much. Trying to not melt from the heat.
Yeah, that's funny. Awful. Yeah.
Yeah, last 2 days have been okay, but I mean, it's going to heat up again.
Yeah, this weekend.
Hopefully that's the last little heat wave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so, too. It's weird because, well, I've been inside all day, and looking outside, it looks like fall weather, finally, because it's, like, kind of cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
But then I look at the temperature, like, oh, it's hot still.
Yeah. We just can't handle the heat.
Yeah.
We can't. We definitely can't. I went to Liberty Market yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah. We went to go eat. And so I had an assignment for my acting class to observe someone. And it's, like, really difficult to do that right now because no one's out. Like, I can't just go to Starbucks, you know, and, like, sit at Starbucks because nobody's sitting there. So so I told Kyle, I was like, why don't we go to Point Loma? We'll go sit on, like, we'll sit at the park. And then that way we're, like, far away from people and I can still, you know, like, observe someone. But, you know, we'll still social distance or whatever. So we went to the little park there across the street, and it was nice.
Nice.
There weren't that many people there.
Was it fairly cool?
It was still, like, warm, even at night. Like, we were there till about 7:30 or 8. Like, the sun had already gone down, and it still felt muggy, but it wasn't horrible. Like, I was comfortable. I wasn't sweating or anything. And I'm, like, I sweat almost instantly if it's really hot outside. So it wasn't too bad, but it did feel like still warm at night.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really nice. They have a lot of tables now set out on the outside. What's really strange is that Soda and Swine is still closed. And I don't know why. They've been closed since the quarantine started. And I'm like, that seems like a waste because all these other restaurants are doing, you know, to go.
I think they're mainly doing just their North Park location. Right now, because it does better, essentially, I feel.
Yeah, because that was, like, the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's strange because, like, rent must be so expensive.
Yeah.
And so to keep it up, I'm like, that's kind of weird. And they have a really nice... Yeah, probably. Well, they also have that, like, really nice patio area. You know, outside with, like, the fire pits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, plus, there's plenty of seating at the park, like, right across the street. So, I thought it was kind of weird, but, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. I like the Point Loma one.
Yeah, I do, too. I think it's really nice. It's a lot, it feels a lot less crowded. But, like you said, the North Park one is probably the more popular one.
I think mostly because the drinks, you know, with Polite. It's such a
That the look of the of Polite Provisions.
Yeah.
Is really neat. Yeah.
I got a Amazon Fresh delivery in, and I got some blueberries, and they normally put like a rubber band around the blueberry container. This time they didn't, so it literally there was blueberries at the bottom of the bag and like squished under.
No like, way.
The turkey I got, and the bag was like ripping at the bottom. I was like, no, it was all blue. It was like blue blood.
What?
So I was like, no, because I really wanted blueberries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a mess.
It was sad. But they refunded me already.
Oh, that's good.
$3.99.
Oh yeah. Yep.
So maybe I'll buy another batch or something. But usually they've been really good at packaging everything. That was like the first time something went wrong.
Yeah, I haven't had a bad experience.
And they do the paper bags, so.
Oh, they did. That's good.
They've always had the paper bags. So when you said last time they were using plastic bags or something.
They used it, but it might have just been once, because the other two times that I ordered, it came in paper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe so, it was just one time. I think it was just that one time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I've always got paper, and we used to order it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I ever got plastic.
It's so hard not to give money to Amazon, especially right now.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't want to because... So, I have friends that work for Amazon, and they don't even give them air condition. And I went in the place because, remember, I applied to work there like part-time.
Oh yeah.
And I went in the warehouse and there's no AC, and I'm like, okay, you're paying your workers basically minimum wage, you're not giving them AC, and it's like hot as balls, and then you're about to become, what are they, like the first $1 trillion company or something like that?
No, I think that was Apple.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had heard that they just reached like another like milestone or something, but I was like, god damn it, like I want to stop buying stuff from them, but then I'm like,
yeah,
but it's so convenient, I don't have to leave my house.
Honestly, I never used Amazon Fresh until this whole pandemic hit. And
oh no, I didn't either. Yeah. And I mean, they made it easier because didn't they used to charge you extra?
I think at one point they did, and then they eventually raised the annual price of the Prime membership, and then they just included everything together.
So this is Microwave Coffee Podcast, and I'm Kajan Thendi.
And I'm Ivan Ortega.
And I am Justin Park.
I
don't know why I said that like that. Oh well. The heat is getting to me.
Yeah. So our friend Dell, creative, beer enthusiast.
Photographer extraordinaire.
Photographer extraordinaire, right?
Best uncle in the world.
Yeah, Uncle Dell.
So he suggested a few weeks ago that we get together in a safe outdoor area where we could social distance but see each other, because we miss each other terribly. So he suggested that we go to a park, and I couldn't remember the name. So forward to last week, 2 weeks ago, Kyle and I are helping our aunts, Connie and Lynn. They're building a museum for Grossmont High School. And we're working on the museum, and I'm telling him about the park. And I see a picture of a woman in one of during their exhibit. And I'm like, oh, I don't remember the name of the park, but it was like a woman's name. And so our Aunt Lynn points to the picture of the woman and says, Kate Sessions. That's the park.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, right. And so she was, she said you should do your next episode on her. So we're going to talk about Kate Sessions, ooh, a.k.a. The mother of Balboa Park.
The mother of beer.
Yeah. Mother of beer.
<I'm just kidding. laughs>
So if you live in San Diego, your Insta posts are probably like full of your friends at Kate Sessions Park. It's become a very popular spot to hang out, especially now, you know, when we can't go to restaurants and stuff like that. Lots of picnics happening and in that area, and you've most likely visited our pride and joy, Balboa Park. right next to San Diego Zoo. So, Catherine Olivia Sessions was born on November 8th, 1857, in San Francisco. She was raised in Oakland, and she eventually attended the University of Berkeley University of California. So, in 1881, she graduated with a degree in natural science. Her dissertation was titled The Natural Sciences as a Field for Women's Labor. And then I believe she got her master's in business because she did continue in school after her bachelor's degree. After graduating, Kate and her friend traveled for about 2 months, and they spent a lot of time in Hawaii. Yeah, yeah. That's where they went exploring. So they went exploring like all the islands, which I didn't know this, but it was described as the Sandwich Islands. So apparently back then they didn't call it Hawaii. It was the Sandwich Islands.
Oh, why?
I've never heard that. Hawaii. That's how they came up with the name. Oh, we're like, but why? Hawaii.
Yeah, I should have been responsible and looked into that. I did not see why it was called that. They were like, oh, he's called Sandwich Islands. So, lucky for us, Kate's friend suggested that they both move to San Diego and work as teachers because there was an opening at San Diego High School. So they moved and started teaching in 1883. But she only worked there for about a year and then joined her friend, Mr. and Miss Solon Blaisdell, I think is her name, and they purchased the San Diego Nursery. So it was one of the...
why it's called Sandwich Island. Sorry.
Oh, tell me.
Wikipedia says that Hawaii was formerly known to Europeans and Americans as the Sandwich Islands, a name James Cook chose in honor of the then First Lord of Admiralty, John Montagu, 4th Earl of Sandwich.
That's the same guy, right? Is that the same guy that invented the sandwich during like a card game or some shit?
Did he? I don't know.
Well, I won't do an episode on this because it's a very short story, but that guy, the Earl of Sandwich, was playing poker. He loved playing poker. And he asked his butler to make him a food that he could eat with his hands and not make a mess during the poker game. So his butler put like meat and vegetables in between two slices of bread.
So his butler invented.
So this guy's the fourth. He's the great grandson, I guess, of that guy. But they're all named the same.
Oh, okay.
From what I can tell on Wikipedia.
That is interesting.
Is weird.
He's the fourth lord of Sandwich. He is also known for the claim he was, supposedly this guy, but there's a third, second, and first Earl of Sandwich, so I don't know why. Or maybe they named the bread after
I think they named it after him. Sandwich first, yeah.
Okay, he's claimed to be. So I guess some people don't believe that he's
that he's the Earl Sandwich.
Yeah, but I'm like, I don't know. He's pretty brilliant.
Yeah, I know. He made a pretty amazing dish. So her and her friends purchased the first San Diego nursery. Then they ended up they purchased land and created three more nurseries in Coronado, Pacific Beach, and Mission Hills. She had no interest in anything else but horticulture. So in 1892, she struck a deal with the city of San Diego to lease 32 acres for her nursery in what was then known called City Park. So in exchange for it, she offered to plant 100 trees a year in the park and donate more for planting around the city.
Oh.
If you guys remember our, the haunted house here in San Diego. We did the episode on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Whaley.
Yeah, the Whaley house. Mm-hmm. So if you guys remember, we posted pictures of the Whaley House, and it looks like a desert. Like, it doesn't even look like San Diego, because there's, like, it's just dirt, like, everywhere. Before Kate Sessions arrived in San Diego, it looked like a desert. There was no plants. Yeah. There was no plants or trees or anything like that. So, yeah, so she kind of helped bring all those. The arrangement that she had with the park, she planted an array of cypress, pine, oak, and pepper trees, eucalyptus, grown in her gardens from seeds imported from around the world. So she would go around the world and grab these, you know, like import all these seeds, and then that's what she used to bring those plants here. So among the many plants that she introduced, she's credited for importing and popularizing, I think it's called jacaranda or jacaranda plant, and she also introduced poinsettia, birds of paradise, Italian cypress, twisted juniper, the queen palm, yellow oleander, yellow jasmine, banyan, New Zealand, Christmas tree, Aleppo pine, Brazilian pepper tree, blue cyrus, bougainvillea, and the star of jasmine.
So just a few.
Just a few of the plants. So in 1900, she took a trip to Baja California, and that is where she found palm trees, which were not native to San Diego. If you go down to Rosarito now, you'll see a lot of palm tree nurseries. Like, there's like a ton of them down there. I just didn't know that they weren't. I mean, I know that they were first created in the Middle East. They're like Middle Eastern trees, but I didn't know that they were in Baja first, and then, you know, we brought them here. I thought we had them here a lot longer, but apparently she's the one who brought them. So City Park would eventually become Balboa Park, one of the country's most inviting urban parks. Sessions had she was a unique image, right? Because this is like all she cared about. This was her life's work. And this is also before women's suffrage. So she kept her hair up in a knot on top of her head. She wore men's shoes that were always muddy. She had a skirt, and the skirt had these large pockets, and she always had like knives, tools, prune, you know, like those little, the pruning tools. So she was kind of like, she looked like a, you know, like an outdoor gal. Like, she was never dressed up or never had her, you know, her hair done or anything like that. She had no patience for people who ignored her advice. She was really tough. She would, if you didn't listen to her, like, she would just yell at you and like parade you. Only reason I don't like her, she refused to work around dogs. She hated dogs. Which I'm like, what's the matter with you? Who hates dogs? And she was also known to shout at her workmen. Elizabeth MacPhail, she wrote the biography Kate Sessions, Pioneer Horticulturist. She said that she would do and say whatever she liked, which was very rare back then, and it could get you in trouble as a woman. Her appearance and outspokenness did get her in trouble, though, most notably during a pay dispute in court. And it was really funny because when this court case was happening, the newspaper headline read, "Woman sasses court, fined $10." So apparently she was fined for like sassing them. They did not like that. Along with Alfred D. Robinson, Sessions helped found the San Diego Floral Association in 1906. She was appointed a supervisor of agriculture and landscaper for the city schools in 1915. She taught horticulture and botany for school children and supervised school gardens. They would also travel to show the kids like the different horticulture around San Diego and around the area. By the early 1900s, it was said that no one of the 20,000 people that lived in San Diego, if you were born, married, or died, no one went without having flowers furnished by Sessions. So she was also kind of like the flower person for all the events. So Sessions worked with architect Hazelwood Waterman on garden design for a group of houses built by San Diego socialite Alice Lee. And those are the houses that are near Balboa Park. She actually worked with the architect to make sure that he was kind of like respecting the land and that they could still, you know, keep planting around them. She never married and she never had children, and was asked what her work did her work yield the greatest satisfaction, and she said, "It's a satisfaction to come up on a tree that I planted that is still, after the test of many years, right there in its place." She never really had like long relationships. It was rumored that she was a lesbian because she never did get married. She didn't really date. But she did, when she was younger, have like a lot of male companions, including, most famously, John D. Spreckles, who is another San Diego icon and real estate agent.
Spreckles Theater.
Yeah, Spreckles Theater. So at the Coalition at the California Pacific International Exposition on September 22nd, 1935, that day was dedicated to Sessions, where she was named the mother of Balboa Park. In 1939, she became the first woman to receive the prestigious Frank N. Meyer Medal of the American Genetic Association. Her work in plant introduction won her international recognition, and in 1939, she was awarded that medal. Like I said, she was the first woman to receive that award. Sessions ended up passing away on March 24th, 1940, at the age of 82. And you can go see her at Mount Hope Cemetery. That's where she's buried. Other honors of hers include the Kate Sessions Elementary School in Pacific Beach. There's also Kate Sessions Memorial Park, which we know about. That's near Mount Soledad. There's a bronze statue of Sessions, and it was put up in 1998. It's right in near Balboa Park. And on like 6th Avenue, the entrance of like the park on 6th Avenue. In 2006, the Women's Museum of California inducted Sessions into the San Diego County Women's Hall of Fame under the title of Trailblazer. And that is the story of San Diego icon Kate Sessions. Thank you, as always, to Wikipedia, San Diego Natural History Museum, the California Sun, the San Diego History Center, and hillquest.com.
So many trees.
So is there like more stuff of her that you guys have at that museum you're helping your aunt with?
Yeah, we have I think we have pictures of her, and we also have like old newspaper clippings of when she had these awards dedicated. Yeah, there's only like a few things, but the school that we're doing the museum for it's really funny because it's old, because you know the school I went to is really young. Like, I didn't realize how like quote unquote young my school was, because my school was built in the 90s, you know. It was built in like 92 or something. So when I get there and I'm like, oh my god. Well, you know what was funny, or what I thought was funny, is that she like hated dogs, and now there's like dog parks everywhere.
That's true. Thank God she didn't like make them like no dogs allowed anywhere.
Yeah, she made like imagine she made like a 1,000-year rule for dogs. Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. I didn't know, I didn't really know much about her.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
No, and like I said, I didn't even know that. I hadn't even heard that name, because when Del said the name of the park, I was like, it's a woman's name, but I didn't remember. I you know, I've lived here my whole life. It's so funny, and I've never heard her name.
Yeah.
Well, I guess because, you know, we call these things, like, we call them Balboa Park. We don't call them, like, it's not Kate Sessions Park.
Yeah.
You know, go to a park. If you want to get out, go hang out.
Yeah, have a
go
picnic.
Go hang out under a tree. Have a picnic. Drink some beer for Kate Sessions.
Yeah. Walk a dog.
Walk a dog.
In her name.
In her name, yeah.
The name of dog park after her.
That would be so funny. Should do that. Lots of trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go plant a tree. Hopefully it won't catch on fire like the rest of California.
Have your dog pee on a tree.
Well, anyways, yeah. Where can they find us? The interwebs.
You can find us on Instagram at Microwave Coffee Podcast, or email us at microwavecoffeepodcast@gmail.com.
And on Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, not an S Jeeves.
Always S Jeeves.
Yeah.
He knows everything.
And DuckDuckGo, yeah. If you're worried about privacy and crap.
Nice.
Cool.
Anyhow, well, thank you guys. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. This was actually a short one.
It really was a short one.
you didn't even say this was going to be a short one.
That's why we want to keep everyone on their toes.
Nice.
Anywho, tricky.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Could I get some more coffee?